Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Monday, after a beautiful weekend, no complaining allowed on the cool down we have right now because we're still well above normal. National Weather Service has put out a little line, and the north half of North Dakota could be in for, some rain and snow cooler temperatures. I know. 25 degrees.
I just heard from a friend of mine in central Mexico, and apparently it's 40 down there.
Good.
Could you imagine spending your life savings on a Mexican vacation and have it be like 70-something, 80-something at home and going down there and being 40?
Oh. If we're here and people are somewhere like Mexico, then I'm glad, that the temperature's the same here as there. I'm just fine with it.
Karma!
Yeah, anyway. it's seasonably, and actually a little above seasonal norms for the next couple of days, but you can't complain. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council with us. We're going to chat with Ron for a few more minutes. We'll have my bracket tutors are going to come in here. Have you found a bracket tutor, or are you going to borrow mine? Todd's been looking.
I have the esteemed Scott Woodmansey, long time play-by-play guy here at K-Fire 550, coming in.
Beautiful, studio.
So I could not have gotten any better than that. So.
And I have Steve Hallstrom and Dustin Moore from the Steve Sports Saturday Show that will be here to tutor me along. Sarah Adi Coleman is going to be here also a little later on in the program, and we're going to talk about the State Park of the Month. I'll save that contest for a little later. All coming up on the program. Anyway, let's roll on with. I was going to put you on the spot, Todd, to see if you knew what the Park of the Month was. But we'll have one of our listeners do it.
Sorry, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, let's get back to our conversation with Ron Ness from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. And Jim in Williston has a question for Ron. Others welcome, by the way, at 800-228-0501-258-0550. And the emails to studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Jim, thanks for waiting, and you're up with your question for Ron.
I understand that Reuters has said that the U.S. is going to drop the ban on exports. Isn't that going to help prices?
Well, there is a discussion about exports, and it's a discussion of great interest, certainly. I think it would be of more help to North Dakota and the Bakken than anywhere else in the country. And when you think about the export ban, it was put on in 1974, and the world has changed substantially, and the U.S. ability to produce energy has changed substantially. And by dropping that ban on exports, we can become the world leader in terms of driving energy policy. We can dictate what will go forward, how other countries treat us in terms of as an energy power, and our reliance on the Middle East and other areas, and the ability to help our allies. But from a North Dakota perspective and a Bakken perspective, the world oil is a world commodity, and you don't control the price in the world. You don't control anything unless you're going to compete in the world. We compete in the world with our grain, with all of our other commodities, but for some reason we have chosen not to compete in the world in oil. And our ability to export oil to our friends and allies or anyone else, I think, will have an immediate impact. It'll impact the ability of North Dakota to get a fair world price for our oil versus our discounted price. But most importantly, I think it would stabilize our energy prices, and we wouldn't see some of the drastic spikes that we have over the past 10 years because it minimizes what OPEC and other nations would then be able to do. They use oil as a weapon in the Middle East. And the ability, can you imagine tomorrow if our allies woke up and realized that they could export energy, receive energy from America? I think it would change our geopolitical standing in the world. And as consumers, I think it will help us as consumers in the U.S. So the president has the ability to make that change, and we certainly hope that he will.
Here's my thing. The president is very fond, including most recently an interview with Kirsten Keeley from WDAY when she was at the White House a few weeks back, of claiming credit for oil and gas production being up, which is obviously ridiculous because anything that he has to do with oil and gas production has to do with federal lands, and production on federal lands is down. Leases are down, offshore is down. What's up is what's on private lands, which he can't control, right? And despite the EPA and other things trying, lifting the export ban, he can actually lay a little legitimate claim to playing a part in the energy renaissance, couldn't he?
Well, I think lifting the export ban would be a great political victory for him, Scott. And you're right. You know, we have increased our ability to produce energy in America, and solely based upon what we've learned here in the Bakken. It's this technology that's been exported into the Eagle Ford and into the Niobrara and the Utica, and for him to be able to stand up and say, now we're going to export that oil, because there's a difference in the type of oil that we're talking about. The Keystone XL pipeline, like the other Keystone pipeline, will carry heavy oil to refineries in Texas, which currently get it from Venezuela. The Bakken oil, the sweet oil, needs to get to refineries across the world that use sweet oil. So you're always going to have some balancing of which oil goes where. But as of today, we can't send our oil overseas, but we have to bring in heavy oil. So the refineries across the world are all different, and the types of oil produced are all different. So you settle the market by allowing the free trade of oil across those markets. And the president could stand up and really be a champion on this issue. I think it would be good for our world relations with our allies, and it may happen. He's not ruled this out.
Some people have argued in the past against the export ban being lifted, even though it's really kind of crazy, because you can export refined product, but you can't export the feedstock, which really seems silly. And as you mentioned, the whole deal with refineries over there better equipped for our light crude than U.S. refineries are. But some make the argument that prices will go up if you lift the export ban. If you allow the export of oil, price will go up. The consumer will pay more. What do you say to that argument?
Well, oil is traded on a world basis. So if you're going to affect world oil price, you got to allow our oil to be traded. I think the price that Bakken producers in North Dakota will go up. That doesn't affect our gas prices, because it's just a discounted price to what they may receive in terms of a Brent price that's an African crude or a Middle Eastern crude. So I think you stabilize it by allowing us to export, just like we do with wheat and all other commodities. And for some reason, we've had this fear of exporting oil. We export gasoline. We export diesel fuel. We export all of those things. But why are we going to prohibit oil from being exported? It's a wonderful geopolitical tool that we're not utilizing. Our allies across the world tomorrow would have a huge lift in their assurance that there's energy for them, because as we have seen in the Ukraine and other places, Russia uses oil and gas as a weapon, a tool of their ability to control those countries. And being able to send them a little bit of oil from the U.S. or a little bit of natural gas, think of the difference that would make in how they look at us as a country.
What do you make of all of this price uncertainty right now, leading to all kinds of discussion about mergers and acquisitions? The latest this morning is that Statoil is looking at taking on EOG, which would be like a $50 billion deal. You had Whiting recently saying, hey, we're for sale, and out there shopping suitors and evidently getting a lot of interest. Is this a good thing?
Well, certainly I think that we've got great producers in the Bakken, and I don't really like to see any of them on the sales block, per se. We've always thought that 20 to 25 major Bakken operators was probably not going to be how this was going to shake out in the end, because typically large oil fields across the world are probably operated by a smaller number of operators, just because you can become more efficient. But I think there's going to be a lot of discussion. I don't know if any idea how it's going to shake out, but the financially strong are going to look to see this as an opportunity to expand their acreage position and become more, able to better lower their costs that way. And, everything is ultimately everything's for sale. And, at times like this, the companies have a lot of debt, which we've always known the Bakken is built on finances. So it was a lot of built on debt, because you're always investing in that additional well. And at the end of the day, you hope to reap it all back, but you're always putting your money right back into that next well, and you're getting financing from other parties. And it's been a big part of the Bakken play. And certainly when you lose 50 to 60% of your commodity price, people are going to be at financial risk, and that's what we're seeing.
Only about a half minute left, Ron, but I did want to get your take on this NDSU study about Williams County and Williston specifically having 20% growth in 2 years, 2012 to 2014. That's an astonishing number, isn't it?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask about the Bison taking on Gonzaga. Of course, I think the Bison are going to win, but it is. And, you know, you look at Watford City, I saw a story, they've gone from 1,500 people now to 15,000. The surge money, that the formula bill that's still in the legislature is extremely critical. Now's the time to allow us to get these communities ahead. And there's been incredible growth, seen incredible growth in the amount of infrastructure being built, whether it's apartments or hotels. And, you know, I encourage all the listeners to get out to Western North Dakota this spring when we've got nice weather and take a look for yourself, because the media across the world is choosing to paint a very different picture. And certainly the leaders in these communities feel their communities are safe places. They're good places to visit, and let's champion them a bit.
Absolutely. Good advice. Thanks, Ron. Appreciate the time.
Cheers, Scott.
That's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Past 10 o'clock, let's get to the really important stuff that no doubt is consuming water cooler talk at businesses all across the Northern Plains today.
Oil and stuff like that. Nobody.
News, yeah. What's new? What's news? News is in the eye of the beholder. Anyway, I am an idiot when it comes to March Madness. All right, I'm just going to say it. So I asked for some tutors to come in here. Todd, being insanely jealous, said I better get myself a tutor.
Well, if you're an idiot, then I'm a complete moron, and I'm not sure which is lower than which, but.
I am just, I'll tell you what, college hockey's my thing, right? College basketball is not. But I'm fired up that the NDSU Bison basketball team is headed to Seattle. Got a big game on Friday against Gonzaga. And so, you know, I know a lot of folks are working this today, so we thought we'd go to it. So I'll introduce my guys, and then Todd, you can introduce yours. Steve Hallstrom is the host of Steve Sports Saturday and a longtime sports broadcaster in the Red River Valley, as well as being my partner here at our Flag Family Operation. Hello, Steve.
Morning, Scotty.
And Dustin Moore is his co-host on Steve Sports Saturday and our resident NDSU fanatic. Hello, Dustin Moore. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. Thank you.
All right. Beautiful. And so, Todd, who have you got to help you find your way
through
that?
Scott Woodmansey's been doing play-by-play here for, well, I've been with K-Fire off and on for about 18 years, and you kind of predate me being on K-Fire.
So. Yeah, it's been all of that, but I feel at a disadvantage here. It's 2-on-1 back over there, and we got one here.
But I got the heavyweight here in Scott Woodmansey, so I'm actually still at an advantage here in this one.
So I guess the easiest way to do this is for the pros to tell us who they're picking and why, and then Todd and I can just decide who to follow here. So that's probably the easiest. Where do you want to start here, Steve? Midwest? East? West?
Well, I'll cut right to the chase, Scott. I think it's the Kentucky Invitational, and everybody else is playing, but Kentucky's the odds-on favorite. But I'm going to give you three teams that can beat Kentucky.
Okay.
Wisconsin, Arizona, and Duke for three different reasons. Wisconsin can play a 50-48 game. They've been through it. They're a tough team. They find ways to win. They're comfortable in a low-tempo game. Kentucky is going to hold you to limited points. You've got to be comfortable in that setting. Most teams aren't. Arizona, that's going to be a great regional final with Wisconsin and Arizona. Arizona has got a bunch of high-major NBA-type athletes. They can match up with Kentucky at just about every position. Arizona's really good. And Duke has also got the kind of, they got a little bit of Wisconsin and a little bit of Arizona. Not quite as many NBA prospects, maybe not quite as comfortable in a low-scoring game, but Duke has got two great freshmen. Are they ready? Not exactly sure. But both Okafor and Tyus Jones could be two guys that will be first-round draft picks, high first-round draft picks if they choose to come out after this year. Those are the three teams that I think can beat Kentucky.
All right, so being the bracket bozo that I am, you're telling me you think Kentucky's going to win, but these other three could, so what are you telling me?
I'm telling you, Kentucky, you can't bet against Kentucky, but the other teams there that I said, those three have a shot at it.
All right. Scott, what do you think?
I'm going to throw a fourth one in on that list, and I'm going to throw Notre Dame in there, being a three seed out of the Midwest, and just what Notre Dame has done over the last weekend when they knocked off Duke and North Carolina in that tournament, and they're a pretty overall good basketball team, and right now, anytime you can ride Uncle Mo going into a tournament like this, I'm going to put Notre Dame. I'm going to put them down at four. But I think there's another team that could get Kentucky. But I agree there. It's it is the Kentucky Invitational. And, you know, again, though, but that's why they call it March Madness. Anything can happen in March.
I wish Notre Dame would have been in the wet or in the East region where Villanova's the one. I think Notre Dame, Scott, that's a really good pick. They played great in their conference tournament this last week. If they were in a different region, I'd say they got a chance to get to the Final Four. That's a really good sleeper pick.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think that obviously they're in that, they're going to have to play Kentucky to get there, but you're right. I think if they were in that with Villanova and they'd have a good chance to get the Final Four, but again, Kentucky, boy, I tell you what, that's a NBA team that could probably beat some current NBA teams right now.
All right, D, where are you at?
Well, if we're picking people to
school me up,
if we're picking people to upset Kentucky, I'd have to say Wisconsin is the one team that pops to mind for me. These guys mentioned some other good teams, but in watching Wisconsin, the few games that I have, their defense is second to none. Now, some other people might want to say that the Big Ten is down, and so Wisconsin, having won the Big Ten tournament and inflated their schedule against Big Ten teams. Means that they're maybe not as good as their record indicates. I'd like to say that their defense is as good as it's been shown on the court, and that they'd be the team that could knock off Kentucky.
All right, so are there any Cinderella stories in here, by the way? We can't call the Bison a Cinderella story anymore. This is the third trip there, right?
Well, you know, can still call them a Cinderella.
I think they're probably more of a Cinderella this year than they were last year. Yeah. I think anybody will tell you that just because going in, they were picked fifth in the Summit Conference overall. And, I think they're more of a Cinderella this year than they were last year.
All right, so let's talk about the Bison. I mean, number two, Gonzaga. I mean, anybody going to pick the Bison?
You know, I'd love to. If they were playing somebody other than a one or a two seed, they've got a second seed in Gonzaga, I'd give them a shot. If they were a three playing a 14 or a four, three or 14 or a 4-13, I'd give them a shot here. Gonzaga is not the team that's going to go ahead and win this thing. They're a very good team. But guys like guys that are going to go play NBA ball, they don't go to Gonzaga. But Gonzaga gets that next level of kid. They coach them up really well. The point spread in Vegas I saw was 17 points. I think the Bison will keep it closer than that, but it'll be tough to pick them to win. There were a lot of spots in the bracket. I thought if they got a 3 versus 14 game, I thought they'd have a chance to maybe do something, because that win in South Dakota against South Dakota State in Sioux Falls at the Summit League tournament was more impressive than people give them credit for. That was a real hostile environment against a team that was red hot with three really good players, including three high major Division I transfers. NDSU is better than people think. I just think that going into Seattle and playing Gonzaga basically in their backyard is going to be a little too much to ask.
So,
I couldn't have said that any better. I mean, I totally agree with you. If they were in a 3-14 matchup, I think I'd go with them. But it's a tall task when you're taking on a team like Gonzaga. They're saying that this is probably one of the better teams that the Zags have ever had in a long time. So, it's a tall order for the Bison. But again, you never know what happens.
Come on, D, be the homer now.
Oh, I wish I could. There'll be a lot of brackets that probably won't get busted up with the Bison beating Gonzaga. Gonzaga's making a 17th straight NCAA appearance, so you were saying the Bison not a Cinderella anymore with three trips. Try 17 straight. Gonzaga used to be a Cinderella. That's not anymore. Last year when the Bison had so many seniors and one of the best field goal percentages in the league, they were picked as a nice upset special in round one. This time around, Gonzaga leads the nation in field goal percentage with 52.4. They're number 10 in scoring in the league. They also have a pretty good defense under coach Mark Few, who's been in the league for in his 16th season with Gonzaga. So, and not to mention, as you guys have said, the home court advantage. So
you got about 5 seconds each. Any other pearls of wisdom?
Scott, I'm gonna give you a couple 5-12. That's where they think the upsets come. Look out for Bobby Hurley in Buffalo to beat West Virginia and Stephen F. Austin to beat Utah.
All right. Steve?
I'm just going to say NDSU will keep this game close because Gonzaga does not have the kind of Big 12 high major freak athletes that can just lock you down. They do better in games against solid fundamental teams like Gonzaga. This one's just a tough point for them.
I'm rejecting the advice of the experts and going with the Bison.
I'm just excited to see you at 8:30 on Friday. It's going to be a great
one. I'll take your money.
Exactly
go,
right.
Go.
Thanks, gents. All right. Talking tourism next.
I'm in Senior James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
I feel a lot smarter now, Todd. I don't know about you. I soaked all that bracket tutoring in.
I don't think either you or I was going to have our minds changed by any expert when it came to the Bison. I know I'm not changing my mind.
No, I'm putting the Bison down.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, I get that they see Gonzaga's hot deal, but see, Gonzaga thinks they're a hot deal, too. That's part of, we can have a little, you know, we can figure this out, because they're going to come and say, Bison, what a joke. You know, they're coming all kinds.
Everybody does that. They underestimate us, and then we blow them away.
So I am rejecting their advice there. But otherwise, it was pretty good stuff. So
hope
you got something out of that. You get that bracket filled up and get her going. Bracket Monday, ladies and gentlemen. Today is the day. Well, it is a lot of March Madness going on, and there's some March Madness in North Dakota's tourism office, too. Sarah Ottie Coleman, who heads up North Dakota's tourism office, joins us monthly on the program to talk about some things that are happening, and she is here. How are you, Sarah?
Hey, I'm great, and we're always a little mad in the tourism office, you know?
Exactly right.
In a good way.
And speaking of March Madness, UND in hockey, NDSU in basketball, this is a good thing for North Dakota, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, that exposure is just great. Like you said, sometimes it brings some of the naysayers, but we just meet them head on and beat them, and it just, you know, helps awareness of the state, and it's all good.
So, I mean, is there any research or anything that shows that if, for instance, Friday you got NDSU playing Gonzaga and this tournament that gets zillions of viewers, I mean, it's hard to find something comparable to March Madness, you know, on college athletics at least. It's just insane what goes on. Mm-hmm. Does that translate into people hearing NDSU, North Dakota State University, Fargo, I should go there?
Absolutely. I mean, I haven't seen any specific research. I'm sure there is research out there about it. I haven't seen it. But, you know, all of that awareness just helps educate people. I think probably one of the biggest myths about our state is that there's nothing to do and we don't have a lot to offer. And anytime we can get in, you know, get in some of these championship games and get featured, it brings people's awareness to the state and shows that we can compete. And we do have all the social offerings that college towns offer anywhere else in the country.
Well, that would make sense. So it's more a case of a quality of life commercial than it is necessarily, hey, I might find out what else is going on in the state.
Yeah, I think a combination. I think it raises all of those questions in people's minds and hopefully makes them curious enough to go online, do some research, and then book a trip to North Dakota.
Yeah, long before the internet was a big deal, I moved to Grand Forks 1984. Right, and kind of just asking around with other folks at the radio station, what do people do? What if folks want? Oh, Sioux hockey.
You will
do. And of course, I had lived in places in Minnesota, in South Dakota where hockey was, you know, I'd been to a North Star game maybe, but not really necessarily a big hockey fan. Well, I mean, you cannot live in Grand Forks and not have just enormous amount of memories. I mean, I did for 18 years and ultimately became public address voice for the team. And, you know, our station was that did the games and it just became a part of my life, you know. That,
it is, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, but that's a big quality of life thing. Same thing on what's going on in Fargo. I mean, you go to the Fargo Dome on a Saturday and whether it's tailgating or whether it's taking in the game or these basketball games now, I mean, it's a big deal and, you know, brings a lot of folks here, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I remember those early 80s. I was at UND in the early 80s. We used to have to sleep out in the tunnels in our beanbag chairs to get tickets. Now these guys, they just go online now and swap them and from the comfort of their, you know, their dorm room or apartment or house, and yeah, they got it easy now. Those are the days. So.
Still tough ticket to get, but a little easier in what you have to do to get it, that's for sure.
That's right.
All the conveniences, yeah. All right, well, that's neat. What's the park of the month this month?
The park of the month is Grahams Island, and this year we're really celebrating the state parks because, of course, it's their 50th anniversary. So talking a little bit about Grahams Island as people are getting geared up to taking those ice houses off, but now everyone's thinking spring fishing. So it's a great park for that. Everyone kind of is aware of the tremendous fishing resource that Devil's Lake is. But the park also has, you know, it's 1,100 acres. It's got great camping, nice facilities with camping cabins and RV sites and larger, you know, if you're going to have a bigger gathering, they've got facilities that you can rent up there, as well as the activity center and the concessions and bait shops and hiking trails. Did you know that they had a lot of hiking trails up there?
I did not know that.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Two trailheads lead through the park, and there's like several miles of trails that wind throughout the island. So it's a great park to visit. If you haven't been there, put it on your summer to-do list.
And, of course, Devil's Lake is our biggest God-made lake in North Dakota, right? So it's mm-hmm. it's a big one. And is Grahams Island State Park right up there in size?
It's one of the bigger ones and definitely one of the more popular ones. You know, back in the days when access was an issue, you know, everybody was pretty nervous about it. And, of course, they built that road up now, and it's the only access in unless you're coming in by boat. But it gives it, you know, it's definitely an island feel when you get out there.
How do folks find Grahams Island State Park?
Well, if you head up to the as you're coming, depending on which direction you're coming in, as you come in from the east, it's fairly easy. But it's marked really well. That's one thing when they've upgraded the highways and the roads around Devil's Lake with all of the rising waters, they've really improved the signage up there. So no matter what direction you're coming in from, there's pretty good signage.
This would be a multi-seasonal park too, isn't it?
It is. Yep. They have cross-country ski trails in the winters that we have snow. This year that may have been a bit of a challenge, but we gave all our snow to our friends out east this year, so I don't know that there was a lot of cross-country skiing, but in normal winters that's available, as well as the, you know, the facilities, as I mentioned, are available year-round. So lots of 50ths. You know, the other big 50th, you probably saw this morning, the State Fair is celebrating 50 years, and they announced their lineup for the summer. So some great concerts scheduled up in Minot for the State Fair, too. Time to plan for that. Book your tickets. Book your rooms.
Yeah, I was going to say, normally it's so fun about this time of year when they announce it, because you think of hot and the State Fair, but we just came off a beautiful weekend, so it's a little out of place, I guess.
I know. Yeah. But it puts us in the mood, I think. You know, gets you thinking. I saw a lot of people pulling out their boats and campers and cleaning the garages and doing that this weekend. So I think it gets everybody pulling out the calendars and starting to block in those weekends.
July 17th through the 25th, Aerosmith, Miranda Lambert, Keith Urban, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Kelly Pickler, Kit Moore, and Chase Rice. And they have one more act, I think, to announce yet.
Yep, the 18th, that's going to be a rock act. They haven't announced that yet, but I'm sure it'll be good, so that's fun.
Only 123 days till the fair, so that's a good one to circle on your calendar. And if you haven't been there, put it on your bucket list. It's a good one to go.
It is.
Tell me about this conference that you have coming up, Tourism Conference Development Day. What is that all about?
Yeah, well, we do our travel industry conference every year and kind of moves around the state. This year we're in Minot. It's taking place April 20th through the 22nd. But the, you know, the conference itself, of course, is great, and it's targeted travel industry professionals. We cover a barrage of subjects from marketing and business development and whatnot. But the first day is the one that I think might be of interest to some of your listeners. You know, we're really trying to continue to develop this industry called travel and tourism. And one of the ways we're trying to do that is by creating more homegrown tourism businesses. We see a tremendous need for especially recreation offerings, but also all those support businesses that support visitors that they expect, you know, when they're coming into areas. You know, when you're attracting 24 million visitors and they're spending between 3.6 and 5 billion, depending on which study you look at, there is tremendous opportunity for business development. And so the first day of the conference, that's what we're talking about. It's called It's All About Connections, and we've got some great speakers talking about, you know, how to get your idea and take it to fruition, how to start and develop your tourism business, and how to connect with your community and make your community more of a tourism community. So should be a good day, April 20th in Minot at the Holiday Inn Riverside.
Where are the opportunities that you would lead folks to? What do you see as the low-hanging fruit for folks that might be interested in starting a tourism-related business? What do we need more of?
We need more packagers, kind of the folks that package some of those outdoor adventure experiences, because North Dakota really has always attracted the outdoor folks. They love to be outdoors, but not everybody has all of the equipment themselves. So, you know, if you don't have a camper, if you don't have an ATV, if you don't have your own horses, if you want to rent some of these things, you want to get out on the lake, you want to hire a guide, or maybe you want to buy a package where it's a backpacking trip in the Pembina Gorge or in the Badlands, we really need some of those folks that are willing to pull those packages together and then offer some of those services. A lot of people want to, you know, they might want to try it. Even within the region, not everybody has a camper or a boat, and they want to try it and get out and experience, you know, the outdoor recreation that we have. So that's one of the key ones. The other one is agritourism. We get calls, you know, pretty regularly, can I stay on a farm? You know, I'd like to do a guest ranch stay. And we've got a few of those operators that are doing really well, but we need more. We need more. When you look at a state like Wyoming has 150 full-service guest ranches, we really have one. So we see tremendous opportunity there, too, for those folks that you don't have to have a huge ranch to do it. You know, you just people want to experience our agricultural roots, and so there's definitely opportunities there. And then, of course, just all the city amenities. You know, they visitors expect more, want more, and the same great amenities that make folks in Bismarck and Fargo happy please visitors to death as well.
So what exactly is a guest ranch?
A guest ranch, remember the term dude ranch back in the day when...
Yeah, where you could kind of get dirty and put your gloves on and go to work, okay, sure.
And actually a dude ranch is more of a high end, where you've got the spa and you've got the, you know, 5-star restaurant and all those things. They've now kind of transitioned that term dude ranch to be more high end. We call the ones that we have here more of a working ranch because they aren't necessarily a 5-star facility.
More of a kind of like a bed and breakfast, but on a ranch. But you're getting you're rolling up your sleeves and actually being part of the action.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, and some of them do have their own cabins, or they may have a lodge that houses numerous people, or they have several cabins, and some of them are bed and breakfasts. But yeah, but where you get to participate in the activities on the farm or ranch.
I love it. Sounds good. Where can folks find out more about that and maybe next month's Park of the Month?
NDTourism.com. If you're looking for information on the development, you can click on the industry tab on the top of the website. Otherwise, the rest of the information is all focused on our traveling consumers, and the parks are all featured pretty prominently throughout the site.
Sounds great. Thanks, Sarah.
Good to talk to you.
You
Have
too.
Have a great week.
You as well.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Hey, it's Scott Hinton here to let you know spring's right around the corner. You may think I know that because the pitchers and catchers are reporting to spring training, right? Well, that helps, but when my friends at Chase on the Lake let me know about their great spring break specials, I know spring is so close you can taste it. If you're looking for a fabulous getaway this spring, check out everything Chase on the Lake's offering. Enter the promo code SCOTT, get 3 nights at a classic condo, 50% off the bowling, 25% off the spa treatment Sunday through Thursday, and when two adults have an entree at the 502 restaurant, two kids get a meal for free, $333 for everything in the beautiful Chase condos with the nice bedrooms, the full kitchens, fireplaces, full-out sofas, flat screens, TVs. There's something for everyone at Chase. Downtown Walker's a block away. The award-winning Aveda Spa, the indoor pool, the plunge pool, the game room. This spring, head over to the shores of Leech Lake and book your stay at Chase on the Lake. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. 3 nights at a classic condo, $333 with everything. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind. Last chance to weigh in on any hot topics today on the program. Just pick up the telephone and give us a call at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Before we hear from you, I want to spend a moment talking about my friends at Hedolls. 100 plus years. What a great history serving their customers. They have the best inventory. Their coverage, in other words, if there's a part you need, they've got it. They've got it, right? Chances are they have it, and you'll have it, and have it delivered. If they don't, they get it there the next day. I mean, even if as late as 4:30 today, you still need to get it tomorrow if they don't have it in shop. They have shop services that are second to none. But most importantly, what I love talking about Hedolls is the people at Hedolls. Like Travis Ketterling over there in Mandan. What a neat guy. 15 years in the auto parts game. You call Heedles and Mandan. You're going to probably talk to Travis if you're looking for something. He's been there about 10 years. Guy loves fixing cars. He just does. Has an old Chevy Nova 1968 hot rod he was telling me about. Does that sound great or what? 454, so the thing screams, you know. And he said he got it up in Minot about 12 years ago. It had no motor, no transmission. It was just a shell. And, you know, his dad was an auto mechanic. So he's been wrenching on stuff for as long as he can remember, hanging out in the garage. And he's the kind of guy that just loves cars and auto parts and doing that, which is why it's great. His first car was actually a 77 Nova, so he's a Nova guy through and through, so pretty cool. And is really just loves the challenge of you, the customers of Heedles, putting him on a quest to find something, tracking down the right stuff, and using the resources and coming up with what folks need. ASE certified in four different categories. Incredible. And he's just a prime example. Travis Ketterling, Mandan. Ask him about that 454 in that Nova, that 68 Chevy Nova when you talk to him. And folks like, you know, Travis and all the others we've told you about, Alan Bosch and Bismarck and John Anson and Fergus and others that we will be telling you about, Bonnie Schlatterloff and Detroit Lakes and Gene Wolfer and Litton and Chris Drago and Hedinger and Mike Bender and Glendive, Jim McDonald and Sydney, Josh Kemet and Williston, Kevin Lawson and Minot. There's a long list here, folks, of Heedles folks. That's what they are. They're just good people. Jason Nagel in Aberdeen and Steve Stanton down in Watertown. You're going to find a Heedles location near you. North Dakota, Montana, South Dakota, Western Minnesota. Check them out online at Heedles.com and tell them Scott sent you. Make sure you say hi to the good folks there like Travis and Mandan. All right, let's see. There's a call from Montana. Speaking of Montana, on the debt ceiling debate that we had a call on earlier, we want to get this one in.
Good morning, Scott. Your caller on the debt, it is exactly right. For this president to already add $9 trillion to the debt, which isn't even close to what the real debt is, and then to look at the Dems making it possible for Iran to get a nuclear weapon when they sponsor terrorism all over the world, what are they thinking? What are these Democrats thinking when they're giving Obama the right to destroy the greatest healthcare system in the world, and now they're giving nukes to Iran, and they are totally anti-Christian? God and country, Scott. That's my theme. You have a good day, buddy. Bye.
Appreciate the call. That the subject certainly will come up this week as well. We have Congressman Kramer scheduled, working on a time for Senator Hoeven as well. By the way, if you see Senator Heitkamp, remind her, you listen to the program and you'd like to hear from her. You know, every time I see Senator Heitkamp, she's very friendly. Saw her not long ago in Washington, D.C. But the staff, they don't like scheduling her on the show much. You know, she prefers sort of like managed events where she can kind of control what kind of questions she gets asked. And that's not North Dakota. That's more Washington, D.C. So if you see her, even her brother told me the other day, said, I don't know why they don't come on your show. They should come on your show. They really should. No kidding. Well, he said, I told him. All right. Well, somebody didn't get the memo. But anyway, pass that along. Yeah. That new study on Williston's growth being up 20% prompted Mitch to say, props to Williston for effectively managing this. That's no easy task. Though comparing Williston to cities of 100,000 and larger is ridiculous. I don't think it is ridiculous. Not when you talk about percentage of growth. I'm saying what they have done, what every oil patch community has done, when you look at the percentage of growth and manage it, is extraordinary. And I don't think other communities could do it of larger size. I really don't. Absolutely do not. Have that debate about this Christian speaker describing Sharia law scheduled for tomorrow night in Grand Forks at the Empire Arts Center that's causing quite a debate. Story in the Grand Forks Herald about that we have up on our Facebook page. Check that out as well. And then to this caller that just called's last point on the whole battle over Iran and Benjamin Netanyahu sounding the alarm. A new report out says that the Senate, a special committee of the Senate, is probing a possible Obama administration effort to fund a group with ties opposing Benjamin Netanyahu, which clearly must be a mistake, as I said earlier, because I remember very clearly President Obama explaining the opposition to John Boehner's invite of Benjamin Netanyahu is just saying, we have a protocol here and we just don't meddle in their elections and we want some distance. It's just too close to the election, so we wouldn't want to look to be influencing that. No. I'm a little surprised then that, according to these reports, there's been State Department funding, taxpayer dollars, I might add, put towards a group that is working to oust Benjamin Netanyahu. Well, maybe the president meant, you know, he didn't want to help in any way, shape, or form Netanyahu. He only want to help the opposite side, and him being invited here would help his side, I guess. I don't know. Those are a couple debates we have going on our Facebook page. Check those out as well. Ag Day tomorrow with our friends from the North Dakota Farm Bureau, plus possibly Senator John Hoeven. Hey, we're out of time for today. It all went too fast. But we'll do it all over again tomorrow. Same time, same place. Thanks for listening. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Geo-steering services. It's one of the things new at NESA Consulting Services. Kathy Nesset of NESA Consulting Services tells us about how NESA Consulting Services is now offering geo-steering expertise.
What we're doing, we're going with what the industry needs. And right now, in our world of the industry, they need geosteering services. These are the individuals that oversee and steer these wells point to point to track in the right rock unit. And we are developing and augmenting, adding to our on-site teams with an oversight geosteering team. And to be able to provide another layer or another level of geosteering support to these oil companies is something that we're pretty proud of and we're working to build and do better.
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about NESA Consulting Service online at NESAConsulting.com and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at NESAConsulting.com. That's NESAConsulting.com. NESAConsulting.com, Tioga, North Dakota.
St. Patty's Day is coming soon to Guns80.com. My buddy Mark is rolling in clover since Guns80.com announced its clean and green sale. He used his leprechaun-like magical powers to get Guns80.com to offer us a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Now, for a limited time, when you order an AR-15 rifle kit, Guns80.com will toss in a cleaning kit and a tactical bipod pistol grip free, all for the low, low price of $449.95. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Extendulite with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit HeartDrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.